The World Health Organization marked World AIDS Day with its representatives in Harare, emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all those living with HIV, especially reaching out to adolescents who may not know that they are living with the killer virus. The UN Health Agency says about 16 million of the 37 million people living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, are currently taking the combination of drugs, and that universal use is the way to end the AIDS epidemic within a generation. The WHO cited studies that show people who start the treatment shortly after acquiring the virus are less likely to transmit it to others while staying healthier themselves. As a result, WHO is calling for more testing so that people know their HIV status and earlier treatments for those who test positive. It says universal antiretroviral treatment could prevent 21 million AIDS-related deaths and 28 million new infections by 2030. At the ongoing ICASA conference, Angela Makamure from Harare said the conference has brought different people, different countries and cultures to Zimbabwe, thereby benefiting economically as well, and also exchanging ideas on HIV and TB.
As an individual, I didn't know a lot of things around HIV, so I've been to different sessions, the 1990 target for the UN AIDS. I'm now understanding what it means. Before, it was just an abstract. So for me, those things mean something to me. Now I really understand. I think the conference has brought many people from different cultures, different countries. It has brought the world to Zimbabwe, thereby benefiting economically as well, and also just an exchange in ideas on HIV, TB, etc. So we are also learning from other experiences from other countries.
A Zimbabwean filmmaker, Colin Magobea, says the ICASA conference is such an eye-opener for those living and working with people living with HIV virus.
This is my first experience of ICASA, and I find it so fascinating and so educating because I have a chance to go around, network, and also one corner of which interested me was the MSM corner, where we have the key population. It's surprising. In fact, it's something that is not usual to see, especially in Zimbabwe, where you find, you know, people of who are interested in other people of the same sex freely walking around and displaying their affection and all that. And also the key population area where we have people, the sex workers. You know, it's something that, you know, we need to start respecting people no matter their sexuality or their sexual orientation.
Bidia Dupe, the UNFPA Senior Technical Advisor HIV, said the conference had provided a platform for Africans to learn more on HIV and AIDS. She told Studio 7 that it was important to address the issue of sex work as the fight against HIV and AIDS gathers momentum.
Yesterday, we spent an hour with about 10 sex workers, and the topic of the day was about sex work. It's what I do for a living, but it is not who I am. I'm a Christian, and sex workers happen to be also in the Bible. When they brought a sex worker to Jesus, what did he do? He had compassion on the girl, on the woman. He never condemned her. He just said, go and do no more, that particular sin. We have to be compassionate. Behind the work that they do, there is a story. There is an economic situation that brought them. Nobody gets into sex work, have the possibility of being a staff in an office, being a nurse, being a president, and decide, no, I don't want that. I prefer to do sex work. They have been doing sex work for a reason. So we wanted them to have a flow to explain who they are, what they used to like when they were a child, what was their aspiration. Okay, because they are human beings and we have to respect them. We have to love them for who they are and not keep on being judgmental.
A representative from Girls and Lesbians Association of Zimbabwe, who requested anonymity, said it has been great that the ICASA conference is being held in the country with people going to their stand to get information.
It has really gave us at least a hint on how people react, like the broader community, because you find since we have a birth at the community village where everyone can access and we can get to talk to them and let them know what GALS is really all about and what is LGBTI, the pronouns and etc. So it's really helpful for us to sensitize the community, and people have been coming in and asking questions.
A Harare resident, Linia Mugwagwa, said ICASA, however, is charging too much money, pricing the ordinary people out of the conference. She said it would have been great to have more ordinary people going to the conference venue rather than watching the proceedings on television.
The money they charge is too high. We cannot afford it. So we are just talking around you. There's nothing we can do.
Of the 37 million people with the virus, 26 million live in sub-Saharan Africa, which accounts for 70% of new HIV infections. The WHO says just more than half of people know their HIV status, an issue ICASA is seriously looking into. World AIDS Day has been held on December 1 every year since 1988 as an occasion to show support for those living with HIV and AIDS, remember those who have died, and also focus on fighting the epidemic. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.